Hey everyone, welcome to Theme Mastery. I'm so excited to have you all with us as we journey into theme. Over the coming lessons, we'll be looking at what theme is, why it's important, how it works, and how you specifically can be developing a theme for the story you're working on right now. So whether you're still developing the idea for a novel, in the middle of writing a novel, or polishing a novel you've already written, this course will help you determine how to construct a theme that will help your readers to deeply experience truth and be changed by it. First, however, before we dive into theme, I'd like to step back for a moment and talk about who this course is designed for and what experience I have to offer as an instructor. Let's start with who this course is designed for. When I first sat down with Deus Lam to develop a writing course, theme quickly rose to the top of the list for a couple reasons. First, as Christian writers, theme is eminently important as it's the central way to write literature that's both boldly Christian and enticingly artistic. Second, in my experience, one of the biggest challenges to Christian writers, especially new ones, is that they want to change the world with their story, but they either don't know how to do it or they misunderstand how to do it well. Maybe this describes some of you watching this video right now. You want to change the world for Christ, which is a great goal I wholeheartedly agree with. And more than that, you want to do it through writing, which is another goal I wholeheartedly endorse. But this is where it's easy to get stuck, because how are you supposed to use writing to move people's hearts for Christ? The common response of newer writers, and even of some published authors, is to include some Bible verses in their book, have all the atheists convert, and hope that will convert readers. Maybe throw in a couple classic apologetic arguments and have the characters pray to make the story really Christian. But my hope is that those of you who are watching this lesson right now have chosen this course because you know that this is not the way to create well-written Christian literature. You're tired of boring Christian stories that only preach at you. Maybe it seems like there are only two different kinds of stories: poorly written Christian novels and well-written secular novels. You want to arrive at the dream of well-written Christian literature, but maybe you don't know if it's still possible. Maybe you've given up on writing great Christian stories. I understand this feeling. In fact, I was here myself several years ago. I had largely given up on reading or writing Christian stories because it was hard for me to find any good examples of it. And that's when I began analyzing classic works of literature and numerous books on writing and discovered the concept of theme and why it's a forgotten key to crafting brilliant Christian literature. For the past 10 years, I've been reading the classics, and for the past 5 to 6 years, I've been analyzing them from a storyteller's perspective and trying to figure out what exactly it was that caused many of these works to be works of great Christian literature. I looked at works like Paradise Lost, Crime and Punishment, The Count of Monte Cristo, The Divine Comedy, The Canterbury Tales, and Pride and Prejudice, and I asked myself, what do these books have which modern works of Christian fiction lack? What did these authors understand that we've forgotten? The answer was always theme. In this course, I'm taking all the tricks of the classical masters along with lessons from modern writing teachers and condensing it all into a series of steps you can take to incorporate these time-tested techniques into your writing. You don't need to reinvent the wheel to write great Christian literature. You just need to know where to look. Many ancient writers have already solved certain writing problems, like how to deliver a powerful message in a non-preachy way. The only problem is that their works have been covered in dust. So I want to take the advice of many writers across the centuries, both classical and contemporary, and use them to show how you too can write Christian fiction that not only is a pleasure to read, but that also deeply moves and transforms your readers. I'm a high school English teacher with a Bachelor of the Arts in Literature, and I've utilized the experience I've gained in both pursuits to create this course. So here's a basic framework for what we're going to be covering in this course. We're going to begin by unpacking what exactly theme is and why it's so vital to a story. This will give us a foundation to properly understand the following lessons. Then, we'll move on to your story and help you pick a theme or discover the theme of your current novel. After we've gotten a grasp of these basics, we're going to move on to the subject of character arcs. Character arcs will reveal the basic building blocks we'll be using to weave a strong and consistent theme into your story from start to finish. We'll discuss the different types of character arcs, how they work with your theme, and how to choose one for your story. After that, we'll turn to the story's plot and talk about how theme and character arc actually shape a story's plot. As we'll be showing all throughout this section, theme not only creates fiction of a powerful message, but it ends up solving the character versus plot conflict and will help you create both a compelling plot and compelling characters. Then, the last thing we'll discuss in this course is how a theme shapes all the other characters in your story, from villains to minor characters. In a well-executed story, theme will shape all aspects of your story and bring it into a coherent whole, and we want to show you how you can do this in your story and how this will drive your story's theme home. Theme is one of the most important parts of writing that's often neglected in modern Christian fiction. In this course, I'll be doing everything I can to communicate the centuries-old practice of the classics in relevant ways. But you need to remember that there are no shortcuts in writing. Great writing becomes great writing through lots of practice and lots of hard work. And so if you come into this course expecting to come out as the next Charles Dickens, you're going to be quickly disappointed. This course will give you an understanding of what a masterpiece looks like and equip you to head in the right direction, but you will still need to put a lot of work into these techniques to apply them successfully to your writing. To that end, I've created a workbook you can find in the theme resources section that will walk you through how to create a detailed thematic outline as you work through this course. Most lessons will end with a homework assignment that will require you to fill out the next stage of this workbook for your current work in progress. I highly recommend you do this if you want to learn as much as you can from this course. I have also included sample answers to all the homework assignments in the theme resources section as well, so you can have examples to work off of. I've also included a recommended reading section in the theme resource section I recommend you check out. Finally, while this course is designed for writing students of all ages, for those of you who are homeschooled students who want to count this course toward high school credit, I've put together a lengthy homeschool guide that supplements the lessons with a lot of reading and writing assignments to transform this course into a half-credit high school level writing course. You can find the guide in the course resource section. You can take this course in one of three different ways. The first is to watch the video format that's at the beginning of each lesson. This is the format I recommend since you get the benefit of all the visuals I've put together for this course. I also recommend taking notes while watching to make sure you get the most from it. The second method of taking this course is to watch the downloadable audio files attached to each lesson. While you lose the benefit of the visuals, if you don't have time and would rather listen on the go, these are here for your disposal. Finally, if you're a text-based learner, we've also included PDF transcripts of the lesson scripts. Now, like I said before, I don't think this is the optimal way to take this course, and I would strongly recommend the video format. However, I know that different people learn differently and have different amounts of time they can invest into the course, so you have the freedom to pick the course format that works best for you.
What you get out of this course depends largely on what you put into it. So you can certainly go through this course by only watching the lessons, and you will gain a lot from it. However, if you want to really grow as a writer, then I strongly recommend that you do the discussion questions and homework exercises for each lesson, because this is what's going to make the material you learn here really practical. Writing is a craft, and you need as much practice as possible to really master it. This course will offer you a solid foundation of what theme is and how to apply it to your writing. But how you apply it and how much effort you put into that is up to you. So now that we've got that out of the way, it's time to move into our first real lesson on what theme is and why it's so essential to writing great Christian literature. Are you ready? Then let's get started.